Title: Syncopation in Old School Jungle Bass Patterns Advanced. Alright, let's get into some real old school jungle bass syncopation. Advanced level, Ableton Live, and the goal is not just put notes off the beat. The goal is that classic restless, rolling, forward-leaning jungle feeling where the bass is having a conversation with the break. Think of it like this. The kick says something, the snare interrupts, the ghost notes whisper, and the bass replies in the gaps. The magic is not only what you play, but what you deliberately don't play. We're building a two-bar bass phrase that locks with a break-led drum groove, with a clean sub foundation and a more talkative mid-layer. Then we'll turn it into a 16-bar loop with variations that feel like a record, not a loop. Set your tempo to around 170 BPM. Anywhere from 165 to 175 is right in the pocket, but 170 is a great reference point for this lesson. Now in Ableton, open the groove pool. That's Command or Control, Alt, and G, and set your global quantes to 1/16. Important note, we will still nudge things off-grid. The quantes is just your default grid resolution, not a promise that everything stays robotic. And here's a workflow rule that will save you. Work in a two-bar loop first. Jungle syncopation reveals itself over two bars. One bar can lie to you. Two bars tells the truth. Step 1. Build the drum foundation. Jungle is break-led, so start with a break loop. Amen, think. Whatever you've got that has real ghost notes and character. Drop it onto an audio track. Warp it in beats mode. Preserve transients, and start with transient loop settings so the groove stays snappy. Then add drum bus after the break. Drive somewhere around 5-15%. Crunch optional. Keep it low. Boom also optional, and be careful, because breaks often carry low-end garbage that fights your sub. And then, transients up a bit. Like +5 to +20, because you want those ghost notes to speak. In jungle, the ghost notes are part of the groove engine. Next, add a kick reinforcement track. This is not your big modern festival kick. You want a tight, punchy kick with a short tail. Put it in a drum rock so you can sequence it. The job is reinforcement, not dominance. You're supporting the break, not replacing it. Then add a snare reinforcement track. Layer a snare onto the classic jungle backbeat. A common feel is bar 1 beat 2, and bar 2 beat 4, especially if the break has that rolling offset energy. Or you can go straighter with the classic 2 and 4. Either is fine, but the key is, identify where your main snare transients land, because that's where your bass must show respect. Put in a Q8 on your snare layer and high pass around 140 to 200 Hz. We are keeping the low end clean and leaving that space for the sub. Here's a big concept, your bass syncopation is only as good as the holes your drums create. Jungle breaks have tons of microspace. Your bass is going to live in that microspace. Step 2. Decide your no-go zones. Old-school jungle bass lines typically do not just sustain through the snare like it's nothing. If the bass bulldozes the snare, the groove goes flat immediately. So identify the main snare transients. And in your MIDI bass clip, plan one of three behaviors. Either avoid those moments entirely, or end notes right before the snare transient, or duck the bass hard when the snare hits. We're going to do a combination of shortening notes and side-chaining, so it's both musical and controlled. Step 3. Build a two-layer bass instrument. This is crucial for advanced jungle production. You want the sub stable and the mid-layer expressive. Create a sub track first. Use operator. Oscillator a set to sign. Keep it clean. Set the amp envelope so the release is not too long. Around 150 to 300 milliseconds is a good starting range at 170 BPM, but faster patterns might want it tighter, like 90 to 180 milliseconds. You're listening for clarity between notes. No smearing. Add EQ8 after operator and low pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on where your mid layer will live. Then add a compressor with sidechain. Sidechain from the kick, and optionally from a drum sidechain bus we'll build in a minute. Ratio 4 to 1 up to 8 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release about 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. You want it to breathe, not disappear. Now create the MID layer. Use Wave Eatable or Operator with two saws, to tune slightly for that Reese vibe. Add Saturator, drive 2 to 8 dB, soft clip-on. Add Auto Filter, low pass 24, either a subtle envelope amount or map cutoff to a macro so you can automate movement later. Then EQ8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. The mid layer should not own the sub. Then compress it with similar sidechain behavior. Group the sub and mid tracks into a bass bus. Put a glue compressor on the bus. Lightly, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, just to knit them together. Step 4. Write the syncopated pattern. Open a 2-bar MIDI clip on the subtrack. Set your grid to 1/16. Before we place notes, I want you to think like a jungle producer, not like a pianist. You want an anchor, anticipations, intentional gaps near snares, and little answers to the break's ghost notes. Here's a practical starting rhythm using 16th note counting. 1E and A, 2E and A, 3E and A, 4E and A. Bar 1. Put a short anchor note on the 1, then another short note on the of 1. That's the 1A. That note is a classic anticipation gesture. Then hit a short note on the end of 2. But stay mindful, if your snare is on beat 2, you don't want the bass sustaining across it. So either place that 2 end carefully so it feels like an answer after the snare, or shorten it so the snare still punches through. Then on beat 3, put a medium note to carry, add a short note on the of 3 to push forward, and then put a short note on the end of 4 to lead into bar 2. Bar 2, start off beat with a short note on the end of 1, then a short anchor on beat 2. Then a short note on the A of 2, like a little skip. Then a medium note on the end of 3 to carry. And then a short note on beat 4 to set up the loop back around. Now, duplicate that MIDI clip to the mid layer. Same note positions at first, but change note lengths. This is where the jungle feel gets advanced. Sub should be consistent, not necessarily long, but stable. Mid should be more percussive, more conversational. Shorten a bunch of the mid notes down to 1/16th. Even if the sub is doing an eighth, that difference creates the illusion that the bass is talking rhythmically, while the sub stays trustworthy on a big system. And I want to underline this. Jungle bass syncopation often comes more from note length than note placement. Silence is a rhythmic weapon. Now step 5, swing and micro timing. You have two routes, roof pull or manual nudges. If you want a classic shuffle quickly, grab an MPC style swing groove, like a swing 16 variant, drag it into groove pool, and apply it to the bass MIDI clip. Start with timing around 10 to 25, random 2 to 8, velocity 5 to 15, subtle. We're not trying to make it sloppy, we're trying to make it lived in. If you want it more authentic and controlled, do manual nudges. This is where you separate push from drag. Pick a few notes that are anticipations, like your 1A or any pre-hit pickups. Nudge them slightly early, like minus 5 to 10 milliseconds. That creates urgency. Then choose a few response notes, the ones that feel like they answer the break after a transient. Nudge those slightly late, plus 5 to 15 milliseconds. That creates weight. Don't randomize everything. Give your notes rolls. Push notes and drag notes. That's how you get groove without chaos. Tip: turn off the grid temporarily with Command or Control and 4, so you can do surgical nudges without fighting snapping. Step 6. Make the syncopation audible. This is huge. Even a perfect MIDI pattern will feel wrong if the bass sustains through snare hits. So we're going to control the bass envelope and the ducking. Yes, you can sidechain directly from your break, but breaks are chaotic. They have so many transients that the compressor can pump unpredictably. So here's the advanced move. Build a clean sidechain trigger bus. Create a new audio track called a C-Trig. Put a short click sample in Simpler. It can literally be a tiny hat or a click, as long as it's super short. Sequence clicks exactly where you want the bass to duck, the kick positions, and the snare positions. For snares, you usually want a stronger or at least very consistent duck. Then set that C-Trig track to sends only so you don't hear it in the mix. Now set the sidechain input on your sub compressor and your mid compressor to C-Trig. This gives you groove control independent of the break's internal mess. And in jungle, that control is everything, because the break is busy, but your low end needs to feel deliberate. Also, guard the transient pocket. If the bass feels late even when it's on time, your patch attack might be too slow. On the sub, make the attack snappy. On the mid, watch the filter envelope attack. You want the note to speak quickly so the rhythm reads clearly. Step 7. Add call and response with pitch moves, but keep it disciplined. Pick a root note, like F. Most of your bass can live there. Then occasionally add tiny pitch gestures. Jump to the fifth, like F to C, or jump up an octave if your sound stays clean. Or do chromatic slip notes like E into F right before an important moment. Keep those as short notes. You don't want the sub to sound like it's changing key every 2 seconds. The pitch moves are punctuation, not harmony changes. Now some extra advanced coaching that will take this from good to authentic. First, think in accent lanes, not just note lanes. Solo the break and listen for secondary accents. Ha opens, ghost snares, kick tails, those little suction moments right after a transient. In Ableton, you can literally drop locators on those accents. Then make your bass answer those. A lot of the best jungle syncopation is bass reacting to non-obvious moments, not just the main kick and snare. Second, Use negative syncopation. Sometimes the strongest syncopation is the missing note where your ear expects a hit. Here is a practical method. Duplicate your 2-bar bass clip and delete one or two notes. Don't move anything. Just remove. If the groove gets more urgent and more roll, why? You deleted the right notes. Third, use velocity as phrasing, even for bass. On the mid layer especially, velocity can create syllables. Try a 3-hit phrase across consecutive 16ths where it goes strong, weak, ghost. Same pitch, different velocity. It will read like speech. And if you want to go even deeper, try a polyrhythmic allusion using note length only. Keep notes on 16th positions, but alternate lengths in a repeating cycle. For example, 1/16th, 1/8th, 1/16th, then 3/16ths. You'll hear a shifting rhythmic grid even though everything is technically aligned. Now step 8, arrange it like a record. Build a 16-bar loop. Bars 1 to 4, your main pattern. Establish the language. Bars 5 to 8, remove one anchor note. Give it more space. Let the break breathe. This is also a perfect place to slightly tighten the sub-release, so it feels faster without adding notes. Bars 9 to 12, add a rhythmic variation on the mid layer only. Maybe a couple extra 16th pickups. The sub stays mostly the same. This is how you get excitement without wrecking the low end. Bars 13 to 16, add a fill. On the last half bar, stutter a mid note in 16ths while filtering the mid layer down with auto filter. And keep checking that your sub stays mono. Drop a utility on the sub if needed and force it mono. Jungle low end needs to be locked down. This audio version is shortened for playback.